Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches. To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. The emphasis in the gospel for today is that the kingdom of God is something that is hidden, that it takes time for it to grow and develop and to mature, and that it could be right in front of us, we just can't see it yet. Right? It's this woman who's mixing in the yeast with the flour, and it's there, but it's taking time for it to work and be active and to do what it's supposed to do. In a lot of ways, I like anticipation. I like to wait for good things. When I'm eating my meal, it's pretty much always that I'm saving like the best bite for last. And sometimes I'm trying to decide like, what is the best bite? What's the note I want to end on? I don't like to eat lots of sweets. I would rather have one sweet and just kind of savor it rather than have a whole bunch of them. Growing up for Christmas, I always wanted to figure out what my gift was under the tree, you know, by like feeling the gift or maybe shaking it a little bit. But I also never wanted to figure out what it was because I liked being surprised. In fact, I still like being surprised. I was telling my sister about something that I was kind of interested in getting, and she said, well, if you want, I can get that for you for Christmas, but I also know you like to be surprised. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I want this thing, but I also really enjoy the surprise and the expectation. If I get a stack of mail, I often will save the personal letter, the thing I'm most looking forward to, until the end. I'll open the bills first, or I'll open the junk mail and make sure it's junk mail before I throw it away. I like anticipation. But in many other ways, I don't like to wait. I don't always like the unknown that hovers over our lives, or the ways that we don't know what's coming next, or what God's plan is for us, or what the next step is. I just know what's here right now. And so in that, St. Paul's words to the Romans are found in the first reading, and he says, "Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. for in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope, for who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. And there's so much about this reading that I love, because St. Paul is speaking to this experience that we all have of waiting and hoping and longing, and our longing being so deep and so heartfelt that we're groaning. And I know I've experienced that, this groaning for something more, this deep longing. But St. Paul, at the very beginning of this passage, says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. Are as nothing. And sometimes we suffer profoundly and deeply. And St. Paul was no stranger to that suffering. And yet he's saying, when we stand in the light of eternity, in the presence of God, we won't even consider any of the sufferings that we endured. It'll be worth it, because all that we've longed for, all that we've expected, all that we've hoped for will be revealed. And we'll be in the presence of God, and there won't be any more waiting. There won't be any more slavery. We'll just be free. We'll be redeemed. And so I want to embrace the aspects of my life that are undefined, that are not finished, that are filled with hope and longing and groaning and expectation. And I want to wait with endurance so that someday I can stand in the glory of God and say that all of this suffering was as nothing compared to the glory of Him who I hope to spend eternity with. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the quiet, hidden ways that you are moving and working in our hearts, for the ways that you are being the leaven in our hearts and in our families, in our communities. Lord, we ask for the gift to be able to surrender all of our sufferings to you, all of the things we wait for and long for and hope for, that we would trust that you are good and faithful, and that in your own time, you will provide. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.